I could have been at a barbecue!
Recording.
The robot says it's time.
The robot, he knows what's up.
I feel.
Look how fancy this is.
This is like a. What? Oh my. Yeah.
It's got like boxes and stuff. What the heck?
I do. I'm telling you. Like, when I do mine and we do yours, it's completely different. Yours is like goofy, doesn't even tell you who the characters are.
Hey, man, if I knew that we wanted this, I would have done this, probably.
Well, it's just because when I copy and paste it into Microsoft Word, it keeps the boxes. I actually didn't do that. It didn't.
So
I tried to get rid of it because it confused me. But then I just
it's funny. It looks weird.
I will point out before we get going. I mean, we're recording anyway, so the good people are hearing.
Yeah.
Does my voice sound different than it used to? It's like...
No?
Like, I used to have Sony headphones over while we recorded. Now I'm like Bluetooth to the Mac. I got earbuds in, you know, I'm just like streamlining the process. And like, we had 2 months of sickness. I feel like my voice sounds different. My voice doesn't sound right.
Like,
it just seems like it's like.
Dexier?
Like, not necessarily deeper, but I feel like my inflection's different. I don't know.
Yeah.
You hear it though?
I cannot. But also, I have, like, one of the worst memories of anyone I know, so... Basically, everything that goes in this brain just leaves immediately.
That's fair. I thought you were going to say something else. No, it's actually funny. It's, again, before we get going here, the good people can hear this. We talked about a couple episodes ago how we were, like, both dying of sickness, and we just said a second ago, like, just probably send up a
red.
I actually do technically have a... Not technically, I do. I have an ear infection, so I'm actually not 100%.
Wow. Well,
just to keep it going.
You know what? We both 85%, but that's still good.
Oh.
We're still all good.
Right. All right, good people. You're not here to hear us. I was going to say, you're not here to hear us talk, but...
Well, you are, but...
Yes. Anyway, today we're getting into the deepest, darkest secrets of my mind. What? That sounds weird.
That is weird.
Yeah. I'm a big chick flick fan. I'm not going to lie. It's been a dirty little secret. But I like these lady movies. I can't help myself. We talked about it on an old podcast in a different life with different names, like back when we were dead.
Yeah.
And remember we talked about 5 Feet Apart? Remember that movie?
Yep, I do.
Yeah. Well, it's not the only one because today we're doing the... best-selling novel and major motion picture. I don't know how well the movie did, but I liked it. Anyway, Where the Crawdads Sing.
They're singing.
Crawdads can't sing. That's what we're doing. Yeah. So we're going to get into that. But before, you know, could have been a barbecue on Instagram. Could have been barbecue Twitter. Yeah, forgot those last time. James Reed, Mike Wright, let's go.
Yeah, let's go.
This movie was directed by Olivia Newton. John?
Nope. Nope, it's Olivia Newman.
Oh, right.
not Olivia Newton.
Off to a hot start.
Listen,
that was one I should have been able to pronounce.
It wouldn't be a barbecue if Reed didn't read correctly, you know?
The funny thing is, all I do is read, but for some reason I can't. And this is barbecue. Things. I'm just going to start doing these just completely wasted. That way I don't feel as dumb when I do these.
Then you have something to blame it on.
Exactly. Lucy Alibar is the screenplay by person. based on Where the Crawdads Sing by Delia Owens. Produced by Reese Witherspoon and Lorraine. Lauren.
Reese Witherspoon?
What am I talking about? Lorraine.
Lorraine. I don't even want to try that last name.
I know. I screwed up Lauren.
You just screwed up Lauren and Newman.
Staring down the nose at Neustadter?
Neustadter?
Wow. Starring Daisy Edgar-Jones as Catherine Kaya Clark. JoJo Regina. I almost said Regina.
Regina.
Well, it kind of looks like Regina Saskatchewan.
I mean, it's the same spelling.
Exactly. Young Kaya, Leslie France, as mid-70s Kaya. Oh, so many.
So many Kayas.
Taylor John Smith as Tate Walker. Luke David Blum as Young Tate. Sam Anderson, Mr. Anderson,
Mr.
as mid-70s. See, there's my voice. You see, it's like...
When are we going to do Matrix?
I don't have the brain for that right now. I can barely read. Harris Dickinson as Chase Andrews. Blue Clark, weird, as Young Chase. Clark with an E.
You're telling me colors can act?
Blue colors. David Strayhorn as Tom Milton.
Yeah.
Michael Hyatt as Mabel Madison. Sterling, there's a lot of people swimming. Sterling Mason Jr. as James Jumpin' Madison.
James Jumpin'
Madison. Logan McCray. Jeremy Jody Clark.
Why does everyone in this have a nickname?
Oh my god. You know what? That's it. I'm not reading the rest of them. I'm not reading the rest of them.
We're done. We're done. We're going. Moving on. Moving on.
There's other people in this movie, like her mother and father, but.
Yeah.
Her mom passed. Figure it out.
Yeah. Figure it out. All right. A dead body is found, and Catherine Kaya Clark is accused of murder. All right. There's my paragraph. Next.
I was going to say, for a one-line paragraph, I guess I'll go.
No, I got it.
It's huge. No, I know. No, no. My time to shine.
All right, get it. You got it.
Kaya's story begins when she lives in a shack with her poor family in North Carolina. Go Hurricanes.
North Carolina.
Playoffs are probably already over, so hopefully the Canes won the Stanley Cup, but if not, no, they will. Let's go.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
In a North Carolina March in 1953. As their abusive alcoholic daddy gambles their money away.
He grumbles their money away. It's gone.
I'm a big poker fan, you know. Kaya's mother and older siblings flee one by one, leaving Kaya alone with him until he too abandons her at the age of 7. He doesn't really abandon her. He more kind of like just dies.
Yeah, he kind of died. It's not really his fault. I mean, it is, but...
He left like and just didn't come back because he's like an alcoholic and he's dead somewhere, so...
Yeah.
He might have came back. Who knows? Yeah. She survives by selling mussels at a Barclay Cove general store. Owned by a warm, caring couple, Mabel and Jumpin', they become Kaya's good friends. The townspeople know her as the Marsh Girl because they're mean. Because she lives in a swamp. Girl.
You're a swamp girl. Don't come over here.
See, one thing, her dad was he was in World War II. And he was a veteran. Yeah.
Yep.
And he was drinking because he had PTSD because his unit got killed. And he claimed, and because this isn't in the movie, this is in the book. He claims to get insurance money that he helped them or something, but really he was hiding and didn't do anything, and all his friends died or something like that. He did something. He was ashamed. I think that's why
he just drank away his sorrows.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what happens.
Rough.
This is about the movie, but I'm just telling you the story.
Yeah,
yeah. The book kind of has a lot more of the backstory of the dad than the movie did.
I gotcha. I mean, books usually have more information.
Yeah. They're better.
Yeah. Over the years, her slightly older friend, Tate Walker, lends her books and teaches her to read, write, and count. They share an interest in nature and begin a romantic relationship until Tate leaves for college and breaks his promise to return to her on the 4th of July.
Yeah.
Breaking your promises, boy.
Yeah, well, in the movie, I think he just doesn't show up. In the books, he goes and he sees her. And he's like, I can't be with this weird nature person. I need to move on my life because she's never going to leave. And then he feels bad and tows a little bump, a little boat away. But
I don't want to deal with this March girl.
Yeah. What's funny in the movie, too, is she's always like done up and stuff. Like, not like super done
up.
Yeah.
You got makeup on and stuff.
Actress. Yeah, she's pretty attractive. It's like she's just like living in a swamp. I don't know about that.
Hey, you ever see that hot swamp girl?
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Man.
Do you mind? I'm just saying.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
Yeah, he courts her a little bit, leaves her flower or feathers, which is important to the story. He leaves her feathers because she starts collecting it and stuff. And Jeez. Brain fart. He tells her, like, she's good at drawing and stuff, and he like tells her that she should try to get his, he should try to get her stuff published. And he leaves it with the thing, but because he doesn't come back, she never does it, which is important later in the story, but they don't mention it now. So I mention it now.
You gotcha. Go. Understand. I just went.
Oh.
You give me all the little tiny babies. Look at this little guy.
Here we go again. In 1968, Kaya begins a relationship with popular local quarterback Chase Andrews.
Ah, popular local quarterback.
Eh, football's like the fifth coolest sport. Whatever, man. It's not like he's playing baseball.
Yeah.
Let's go. Who promises marriage. Hmm. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, that's what they all say.
Yeah. Chase gives Kaya a small shell, which she makes into a necklace and gives to him. A year later, Tate returns to Barkley Cove wanting to rekindle their romance, but Kaya is unsure. Kaya ends her relationship with Chase when she discovers he's already engaged to another girl. Yeah, I think her name is Pearl. She like comes into town, she says hi to him, and he's like, oh yeah, hi, this is my fiance. And she's like, why?
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Well, good for him.
You read the book. You know what happens.
I'm telling you, man. I read it. I don't remember at all.
Yeah, because they're with girls, and the girls that are mean to her in school way back when that none of this talks about. He's engaged to one of them. She meets him. He introduces her as their...
as fiance.
As his thing. He takes her virginity. He gets her to go on a trip. Like, he comes on too strong at first on the beach, and she, like, gets mad. He's like, I'll never do it again. But then he kind of takes her, and then they bang in a hotel, and it sucks. And he's like, don't worry, it gets better as you go. And then, yeah, so.
What a loser.
Took her innocence, man.
What a loser.
I hate that guy.
Chase Andrews, more like loser. Andrews.
Play a better sport.
Yeah. Yeah, like lacrosse.
This one's your. Oh my god! Look at the two big ones I got. Like, oh, all right.
Hey man, I didn't do it. Kaya has her nature drawings and writings published, and the income helps her keep her home. Jeez, that was just too much. Her older brother Jody reappears and tells her their mother died before she was able to reunite her children. Jody promises to visit when he can.
Yeah, he was a nom, I think.
Oh, yeah.
He's like is he a corporal? No, I'm trying to remember his jacket, what rank it had on it.
What badge it had
on? Yeah, what's the book called she makes? It's like something of the Eastern Seaboard or something. Yeah,
Marsh Girl.
Marsh
Adventures
Girl,
of Marsh Girl.
That's a comic book.
Yeah.
I'm kind of writing. Kaya rebuffs. Oh, fancy. Rebuffs Chase's persistent attention and successfully fights off his, I don't want to say rape. Oh.
You just did. I don't want to say that. Yeah, fair.
He tries and she fights him off, hits him in the friggin' head ski with a rock, knocks him out. Good.
Deserved.
I would have friggin' kept hitting him, honestly. Vowing to kill him if he does not leave her alone, which.
Fair.
Fair, yep. The threat is overheard by a fisherman. Those damn fishermen. Mind your business.
Yeah, just fish. Don't be listening. Yeah.
She should have thrown the rock at the fisherman. Knock him out of the boat. Chase returns and vandalizes Kaya's home, while she hides in the bushes. Destroys all her stuff. What a d-hole. Days later, Chase is found dead at the bottom of a fire tower from which he apparently had fallen. Which, they neglected to... See, Wikipedia is written by people, and, people do it. They talk about, like, oh, he fell from the tower. They neglect to mention two paragraphs up where they could have said, Chase takes her to the fire tower and shows, her, like, oh, you can see everything from up here. And in the part, it shows that the grate can open. That's it.
Right.
Without knowing that, you just read that, and you're like, what?
What? You just fell?
People are like, why don't you write it yourself? Because I'm a busy man, that's why. The Muddy Bog floods at high tide, destroying any tracks from the killer, and no fingerprints are found at the tower. The shell necklace, which he had been wearing on the evening of his death, is missing from his body. Kaya is charged with first-degree murder and prejudice. I almost said prejudice. I'm like, what? I don't remember that. and prejudged by the suspicious townspeople.
Marsh girl. It was the Marsh girl.
I saw him with that dang Marsh girl. He's out there. Yeah, you know.
He was out there kissing her on the lips and stuff, and then he's dead now. Must be her.
Go Hurricanes.
Go Hurricanes. North Kakalaki.
Despite knowing Kaya had been meeting with a book publisher in Greenville at the time, the police and the prosecutor speculate she could have disguised herself and made an overnight round-trip bus ride to Barkley Cove, lured Chase to the fire tower during the brief layover, and killed him. Wow.
This is how it is.
With the only unfounded theory, the missing necklace, and the fisherman's testimony. Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, she said she was going to kill him.
Kaya is found not guilty at her 1969 trial.
Yeah, and then she went to Woodstock.
Nice.
Are you in a windstorm? Why is there a breeze all of a sudden out here?
Oh, sorry, I had to turn my fan on. It's too hot. I will turn it off.
Well, it's fine. It's just it's blowing right into the microphone. All of a sudden, it's like you're in a window. Kaya and Tate spend the rest of their lives together. See? You gotta put a little more info in there, boys.
Yeah. They weren't even together.
Kaya published illustrated nature books and is frequently visited by Jody and his family while boating around. I almost said beating. Beating through the swamp. In her 70s, she imagines seeing her mother returning to the cabin. Tate finds Kaya laying dead in the boat on their dock.
What? Huh.
Yeah, she dies.
She dies? Nice.
Yeah. Boxing up Kaya's things, Tate finds a passage in her journal saying that to protect the prey, sometimes the predator has to be killed, and it is accompanied by a drawing of Chase. Huh. Tate then finds a missing shell necklace, which he throws into the marsh, realizing that Kaya truly did murder Chase.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, it's in a hollowed out book, man.
I remember that.
Yeah. This little write up left out a lot of things, but you're supposed to go watch the movie on your own.
Yeah, go figure it out for yourself.
We're facilitators of the movie.
We're just bringing you the general information, and then from that, you can decide whether or not you want to watch it. Basically. And you get to listen to our beautiful voices during. So, I mean, that's like
my changing itself. Voice.
Yeah.
I feel like my voice is more sensual now. I don't know. You feel that? You feel that?
Hey, I think
like when I talk, do you feel a tingle?
I think my voice changed too. It's all sexy.
That's not sexy at all, though.
Oh, my bad.
You sound like, you almost sound like the Now Recording guy.
Now recording.
My bad.
The robot?
Maybe you don't. Yeah, maybe. Maybe. Yeah, it's a good movie. I don't know how it actually did at the box office stuff, but I liked it. I had the book. The book's good.
Yeah.
Book's good as well. I expect more chick flicks because I'm coming out of my chick flick closet. So
he's in it. He's in the chick flick zone right now.
Absolutely. I like 5 feet apart, I'm gonna have to revisit that one. Revisit it.
Revisited. Back to back. B2B.
I just realized one of my Harry Potter books is missing. Where'd that go?
Where did it go?
Philosopher's Stone, more like the philosopher, where'd it go?
It leviosa'd. Harry Potter joke, guys.
We'll probably do those at some point, too, but we'll see.
Maybe I'll actually watch them.
Probably. There's eight, though.
Eight?!
Yeah, jeez. That's what I'm saying. It's too many.
Nah, no shot.
Wrap them up, man. Wrap them up.
Wrap them up. Wrap them up. All right, anyways. Thank you all for watching. You guys could have been at a barbecue, but instead...
You mean listening?
Yeah.
We don't have video.
Well, listen. Yeah, you're right. They were watching us with their ears, is what I meant. Thank you all for watching us with your ears. No. Shh. This is my part. All right. Listen,
you always everyone. Talk through my part.
I know. But it's my part. Okay. Thank you, everyone, for listening with your eyes. You could have been at a barbecue, but instead you decided to spend it here with us. And for that, we love you. And thank you.
That was sweet. Okay.
Yeah, like it was usually we thank you, but I don't know. I'm feeling love right now, you know?
I know. You've said we love you like the last three times. I don't
know. I'm feeling the hearts. I'm seeing heart emojis in my eyes.
It's the chick flicks. It's getting to them.
It's the chick flicks. It's getting to me, man. There's too much.
Are we
going to
do the Notebook?
The ultimate chick flick?
Maybe. Yeah, dude. For Valentine's Day next year, we should do that.
Yeah, we're in. All right. Look out for that, boys. Valentine's Day next year.
We'll totally forget and not do it, but.
Absolutely. 100%. Anyway, bye.